Sam talked a lot about, and I think you heard it there just again, about being able to cut off negatives and move it on. Do you get a sense that some guys on this team are having trouble doing that, and that some negative baggage maybe from some of the USC games is still being carried around?
No, I hope not. You know, it's always hard to tell. I think it's usually that's something, you know, it's more on an individual basis. You sure hope that the guys aren't, you know, letting their play be affected by what happened in past games, because it, you know, if that really hurts you as a player, you know, if you're thinking, geez, I made mistakes last game, and you know, I got to do more this game, and if you're really worrying about that type of stuff during the game, then you can't play to your full ability. So I hope not, but you know, I don't know or not if it's happening. You know, that's something I think each guy has to, you know, no one from the inside, you know, if that's happening. So I couldn't tell you, but I sure hope not.
What was your reaction when you found out about
you know, I was very surprised by it.
Coach Callahan said it's a huge distraction, the timing of this decision for this football team. How big a distraction is
it? You know, for the players, you know, we can't let it be a distraction at all. You know, we just gotta just keep on working, preparing to win games. You know, that's all that matters to us. You know, we can't let ourselves be distracted by something like this.
Well, you've been through a lot of off-field adversity throughout your career. I guess is this a lot different than what you've gone through in the past, or similar in ways?
I guess it's different just because it's not, you know, it's not coaches. It's, you know, somebody in more of an administrative position. So, you know, we don't deal with athletic directors as players. You know, they don't really talk to us at all. You know, we just deal directly with our coaches. So, you know, as long as our coaches are here, I think that's what the players are concerned with, just because, you know, that's all that we know and is involved in our daily life is having our coaches there.
One of the things the Chancellor said was that he was told there was a decline in morale within the athletic department. As someone that walks through the halls of the athletic offices every day, you have for a long time now, did you notice that decline in morale?
You know, that, I think that's something more, you know, I said that's maybe the opinions of the people that are saying that. I don't know anything about that, really. I just, you know.
Well, you see your coaches every day. Has your morale changed over, you know, 4 years?
No, I don't know. I don't think so at all. No, I wouldn't say that. You know, it's, those are the people I deal with, and that, you know, they've never mentioned anything like that to me, so.
Well, do you think it's hard for young men that are 20-something years old to go out and play a game knowing that what they're doing out there can cost someone, like an administrator, their job? Is there any feelings of guilt or responsibility?
You know, we don't play football to keep people's jobs. You know, we play football because we love playing it, and, you know, we want to do our best and, you know, try to win championships. That's why we play. We don't play for money or, you know, play for people's jobs. I think that's something, you know, you're doing on a professional level. This is college, and, you know, that's not, you know, I've never heard a coach say to me, you know, hey, guys, you're better win, or you know, somebody may fire. You know, that's never came up. So, you know, we don't think about that. We don't play for that. We play to win.
How capable is Coach Callahan of writing this ship and getting this program back to where it needs to be?
You know, we're behind our coaches right now, and we just, you know, we're trying to, you know, finish the season. I think a lot of people have written the season off for us, and I personally don't feel that way. And, you know, I'm still in this thing to win, so.
Well, as a guy who grew up, and obviously we've talked about this 100 times, you know the tradition of Nebraska. There's been some talk of Tom Osborne coming in, either, you know, on an interim basis on the AD.
Mm.
Just as a guy who understands who and what Tom Osborne is, what would his coming into that athletic department, in your opinion, mean to this program all the way around? Fans, players, coaches, everything.
I mean, you know, anything that Coach Osborne is involved with is, you know, is always, you know it's going to be successful. He's an unbelievable person and an unbelievable leader. So, you know, I don't know if he's, you know, if that's something he wants to do or something the, you know, departments want him to do. But, you know, he's a great man. You know, anybody involved with him knows that he's capable of doing anything. So.
And both since Nebraska quit running the option, it seems like it's been something that's really hurt Nebraska, you know, stopping it defensively. But what has to change, and is it difficult because maybe you guys just don't see it as much anymore? Or
option. We don't see as much anymore. But there are still a few teams in the Big 12 that will throw an option out there like once a game. So it's something you don't want to. It's how much time do you want to spend preparing for it? Because teams may or may not do it 1 to 3 times a game, and so you got to practice it. But how much time do you want to practice on? So, like an A&M team, we'll prepare more for options because they show a good amount of it. But you can't practice it all the time, especially with teams that will rarely ever run it. So, but like an A&M, we'll prepare more for it.
Just talk about that a little bit, how you guys specifically are, what you're trying to do as you look at McGee and what he can do better.
Well, he's a guy he's got a feel for the run, and, but he can still do the normal things that, every other quarterback does, too. So, with him, you just got to be very heads up at all times for, option any play of the game from any formation, because they'll, they'll do that.
Thanks, Logan.